7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Let's do this. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, blah, blah, blah. And it's Sunday, so I am watching some football this morning. I went to bed at a reasonable hour last night, and I slept fairly well, but I woke up a little bit way too early, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and I was flopping around on the floor for 20 minutes, and I thought I was going to be able to go to sleep, but I didn't, and then my sinuses started honking, etc., etc. I got some yummy tea today. I'm drinking the last of the Jinjin Mei. I'll switch to Longjing later. This is still pretty good, though. So the cat has returned. She was standing right here next to me as the show was beginning, and then she decided to run away. So I thought, oh, we're not going to have any kitties around for the beginning of the show today. But no, now here my cat has returned. Hi, baby. What are you doing? Yeah, please don't mess with stuff. Okay, it's a good kitty. Yeah, here, you want to smell the tea? Oh, it smells so good, doesn't it? No, the cat does not like the tea. And now the cat's walking away as this gets dangerous. Oh, no, he was dispossessed. I'm watching football. Good tea. Very, very good tea. All right, so what was I going to tell you? I can't remember. Oh, wait, yeah, no. Okay, yeah. All right, so. Oh, that was questionable. Yep, okay, here we go.
Aubameyang was in for 2-0.
That's not a free kick.
Aubameyang.
Terrible decision from Peter Banks. Aubameyang actually gets to the ball first.
Okay, so anyway.
Knees are quieter. It's a brave stop from the keeper.
I got to stop watching this football. Pay attention to doing Dubious Goals Committee, Tobe. Don't pay attention to watching the football.
Now, even if he'd missed the football, Aubameyang is quite entitled to make a challenge.
So anyway, yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee was over, I noticed that it had warmed up outside. It was about, what, 6 or 7? Maybe even, no, it wasn't 8 degrees. It was about 6 degrees and it was 7 degrees. It was overcast. It was about 42 or 43 for my American listeners. And I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of bored. Maybe I need to go outside and walk around for a while. So I did. So I drove over to Herrenhaven. And I just walked around in there for a while. For almost an hour. I was just wandering around, checking stuff out. At one point in time, I found a couple of marmot holes that I didn't know existed. And I should have written them down, because now I can only remember where one of them was. Where was the other one? Regardless, I walked around in there, didn't see much of anything. I just saw a bunch of geese out on the ice. And there was a couple of ducks. I didn't see any herons, but I looked. And it was just a good walk. Didn't see much of anything. So I got back in my car and I started driving back to my house, and I decided to take Turkey Street because I saw turkeys on Turkey Street last time I was driving. So I drove up Turkey Street and I was looking around and I did not see my turkeys. So I was kind of disappointed, just thinking, oh, well, what the hell? And so I continued on to my house, and where Turkey Street rejoins Old Maple Road, also known as Ione Worthman Drive or Street or whatever it is, there was a car coming, so I had to wait at the stop sign. And as I was sort of sitting there, I saw a large bird flying above me. And I was like, hey, wait, what was that? And I was watching it, and then it went into the clear sky. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, wait, what? Was that one of my bald eagles? And I couldn't tell. And I thought, oh, maybe it's just a crow, because it just looked like a big black bird from my angle, right? And so I turned onto the street that I needed to be on, and I started driving. And you got to go past the elementary school right there. And as I was sort of pulling up to the traffic light at 108th Street, I see the bird again. And I'm like, uh-oh, wait a minute. And it looked like it had white feathers. And it looked like it had a white head. And I'm like, oh my God. And it circled around, and then it went over kind of to the golf course. And it was sort of flying around down in there. And I was like, oh, there's my buddy. I should chase him. I should follow him. But right about the time I lost sight of him, because he had dipped down into the golf course, the light changed. And so I crossed 108th and I started driving back into my neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't see my buddy anymore. Until I was sort of going through the apartment complex, and I saw that bird circling around, and yeah, it's Mr. Bald Eagle, and I'm able to watch him as he's sort of cruising, well, basically over me, and he goes over the interstate just as about I was about to, and I think the bird flew over my house. Actually, he might have been a little bit south, but if I would have been like standing on my roof, I would have seen this bird. Or if I would have been standing in my driveway, I probably would have seen the bird. And so I thought, oh, maybe he'll fly around in my neighborhood for a while. So I pulled into my driveway and I jumped out of my car and just, you know, started staring up into the air. But no, I did not see Mr. Bald Eagle anymore. But that was probably one of the dudes we saw last week. This is good. This means it's bald eagle time. And that makes me think of something else. If there's bald eagles here, there must be bald eagles over in Lake Manawa. But there's a spot in Iowa, right across the river, that likes to attract eagles. And it's kind of a known eagle hangout. Kind of tempted to drive over there, but yeah, that's a lot of gasoline. That's an entire gallon of gasoline to get there and back, if not a little bit more. Oh boy. Although I did get gas a little bit cheaper than usual last week. I can't spend any money. I cannot buy any spare gasoline this month because I gotta buy cat food. And that's the big thing I gotta do today. I gotta go out and buy cat food today. Oh wait, I can't go out and buy cat food today. I gotta fix the bathtub today. I guess I could go out and get some cat food tonight. There's enough cat food to last the rest of the day and probably tomorrow and a little bit of the next day, but we gotta get on it. Oh God. Money, money, money. Oh, what am I gonna do? Well, maybe it'll get a little bit warmer later this afternoon. It's barely over freezing right now. I checked the weather a minute ago and they said it was 33 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a little bit less than half a degree for common sense. So it's, you know, it's not cold cold. It's not super cold. It's just sort of cold enough to prevent you from going outside. Or at least preventing me from going outside.
ただいま大変不適切な発言がございました。
Oh, Ghost Bill. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Thank you. Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black. Your time has come. Your second skin. The cost so high. The gain so low. Walk through the valley.
Oh, that's always fun. A little Public Image Limited there with Rise. And before that, we heard The Pillows with Little Busters. And that was always cool, too. I haven't heard that in a long time. But now, I think... I was going to say, now I think I'll sneeze. So, yeah, okay. What am I doing? Thinking of a master plan. Because ain't nothing but sweat inside my head. Oh, my goodness. Have I been paid in full? No, I have not been paid in full. I'm just hanging out. And I am thinking about the crayons. Okay. If you've missed the last 3 days worth of dubious goals committee, maybe you're unfamiliar with the giant crayon project, but yeah, to get you caught up to speed, basically all you need to know is that I've been making giant crayons. And I've got a red, I've got a multicolor, and I've got a black. And I'm thinking, do I need anything else? Do I need any other colors? Do I need any... And I'm going to wait, because I'm not sure exactly what all I need. There's a possibility of a yellow or a white happening, but I might go in a different direction for that. So, yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be the same techniques or not. I'm kind of excited about it, but... I don't know. The truth of the matter is, I have to clean my kitchen. I can't do any more crayon experiments in my kitchen until I clear off some counter space. Because all the, you know, there's a bunch of golf balls up there. There's a bunch of empty containers up there because I cannot bring myself to throw anything away. And a bunch of stuff I was working with, like the petroleum jelly, which is usually stored in the bathroom, and the naphtha, which is usually stored over there by the fireplace, and the mineral oil, which is usually stored down in the basement. All of these things are now on my kitchen counter, and I was trying to eat my waffles and pepperoni for breakfast today, and I didn't have any place to put the bowl when I was making the waffles. I was like, wait, where do I put the... So I had to hold it in my hand. So yeah, at some point in time, but I've got a very busy day ahead of me. At some point in time, I gotta straighten some stuff up in the kitchen. Take out some of the recycling, because I've just got these cardboard boxes sitting on my kitchen floor. And I can't, there's no room to walk around. Yeah, so, whereas I can't say that this is cleaning day necessarily, it's definitely going to be, let's straighten some of that crap out and move the goddamn recyclables into the recyclable bin. I don't know.
待て待て。またないい。やだやだやだ。もう。もうその3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。もう誰にでも言ってるでしょ、それ。もうやだ。これもう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう。もう いわゆる普通の女の子、驚いた。私だけ豚骨張りが両方になった。バンバンオーケー。
Oh, my darling, darling freeze. Okay, so what are we doing? What's happening? I don't know, I got lost. What? Food? Is it lunchtime yet? Yeah, it's almost lunchtime. Oh, I can't wait to have a turkey sandwich. Gonna have a yummy, delicious turkey sandwich today and some cheesy poofs. And, I'm not looking forward to all the weird stuff I gotta do today. And no matter what happens, we gotta get the cat food. We gotta get the cat food, but then there's this part that I didn't tell you about. And this is where it gets really stupid. I'm starting to have some kind of bathtub problem. And you know how much I love my bathtub. Well, yeah, now the hot water thingy doesn't want to turn all the way off. And there's something messed up with it and it drips. And when you try to turn it all the way off, then something gave out and I felt it turn a little bit further than it should, and then it bottomed out like metal against metal, and now there's a little drizzly drip drips. And so yeah, now I gotta figure out how to turn off the water, and I gotta call the emeritus so I can say, hey, how do I do this? And then we gotta fix a bunch of stuff and go to a hardware store and then put it all back together again, and then I will have some lovely hot water. And I'll tell you all about that hot water on a future episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.